With me in the studio today, I have two gentlemen from the Parramatta Men's Shed. One you know well because he's been on air and he's done all sorts of things here. And, that's Lawrence Flood. And he's breathing a bit heavy too. He must have run all the way here. And
it's Rob.
And we also have Rod Collis, who's you're the president there? Or
secretary.
Secretary. Yeah, okay. Oh, well, that's more important than the president anyway.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So, and how are you two guys?
Well, Lloyd. Yeah. Thanks for letting us come back again today and have a chat to you.
Not a problem. Always glad to have you on.
Great.
So what's happening at the Parramatta Men's Club?
Quite a lot. We're meeting on 3 days a week now. We're on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And Monday's a busy day. That's a more social day where the barbecue's on at lunchtime for the mandatory sausage sizzle.
Oh, right.
With
onions?
With onion.
Yep.
And we
optional
get
bread.
Optional food. And also, of course, it gives the guys a chance to have a chat and a cup of coffee and have a sausage and sit down and talk, and that seems to be the most social day of the week. And on Wednesdays, it's a smaller group, about, four to six?
Yeah, it varies, four to six. Maybe Saturdays, probably a little bit more, around about 10-ish, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But, we've grown from about 15 about a year ago to about just on 40 now. And we're in the process of having another drive for more members.
Okay, so you want more people to come along.
More people to come along.
The more the merrier, right?
18 plus.
18 plus.
18 years old plus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, actually, you don't tend to think of 18-year-olds when you think of the Men's Shed because it's sort of, I don't know, it's everybody seems to get the impression that it's for older guys.
Yeah.
It's not really, is it? It's anybody that wants to work with their hands and do a little bit of craft work.
Exactly, and you may not have a shed at home that you can operate in, so come and operate in our shed. The youngest chap we have with us at the moment is, I think, about 30. So we do have one or two younger ones, but yes, the majority of the guys are in the older age range. But that doesn't stop us having fun.
No, of course not. Why would it? Okay, and you got any projects going at the moment?
Yeah, we've got a number of projects going at the moment. We're working very closely with Parramatta Council, and they've got a project with us picking up recycled material from the clean-up days, usable timber, and I'll emphasise that, usable timber, to make potting benches and stools and seats for some of the local primary schools around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got quite a lot of lead time on that because we've pointed out we don't get a lot of good usable timber out of clean-up days. But that's why we only just started on that project. We had another lady approach us from our Parramatta Farmers Market, and Rod can tell you more about the Farmers Market when we're down there, but she wanted started off as a coffee table, and it's now ended up as a computer table, and it's been made out of the surface, has been made out of the parquetry flooring that she wanted, and it's come up very nice. It's been quite a challenge, and a number of our chaps have learned quite a lot of new skills from building this large table.
It's taken the boys about 3 months to get to somewhere near completion, so it's a fairly intricate job, and there's been a lot of learning along the way, which has been fantastic for the guys.
Yeah, it's actually started out as a coffee table.
Started off as a coffee table.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, it's a nice-looking job.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's very nice. But on the learning side of it, we've just finished a box making class for some of the guys, and they're like, when we say boxes, they're jewellery cases.
Oh yeah.
And they've been learning a lot of new skills, dovetail joints and polishing and inlays and these types of things. So they've gone well with that. And then
making sure the hinges fit.
Oh yes, and the hinges fit correctly. And the other one we've got starting in a few weeks' time is a wood turning for beginnings, turning wood on our lathes. We've got quite a good setup now. We've got some very modern lathes with variable speed operation. We've got a well set up metal working shop now, and we're pretty well set up, which is good. Gives the guys a great scope of what they can get involved in. We've got one bloke that owns a wooden boat that's, I don't know, about 20 foot, and he's always bringing bits and pieces in to improve the boat. And another bloke is making a a winch for his 18-footer. You know, he pulled it all apart and refurbished it and making seals and all these types of good things for it.
Wow. So it's quite a range of things he did.
Definitely. Quite a lot of range. Yeah.
And we've got a gardening group which are fairly active as well. But we've just been donated a range of pottery templates. So we're looking at working together with the Parramatta Pottery Club and looking at extending into pottery making as another action for the shed. So the idea is that the Potters Club will teach us how to use the stuff and allow us to use their kilns, we hope, to fire up and to do all that sort of stuff.
A potter's wheel, eh?
A potter's wheel, yeah.
Actually, when you said about the lathe, I remember when I was a teenager, I had a job at a furniture factory in Fairfield, and they trained me to make table legs with the lathe. Yeah, it was quite interesting until I overbalanced one day and put my hand on it while it was spinning.
Oof.
Which wasn't much fun.
So you started spinning too.
Yeah, amongst other things.
So with the
Saturday thing, like when you first started, you weren't sure whether that was going to take off, but it has, obviously.
Yep. It's quite a good day because a little bit different to Monday. We still have a toolbox session to start up on the morning, as we do on Wednesday, but the guys seem to have more time to get in and do their own little projects and to do the things that they want to do and get things done without the greater number of people there that appear on Mondays. So it seems to have taken off pretty well.
No sausages and onion on Saturday?
No. It hasn't sort of migrated to that. But maybe it will when numbers increase a little bit more too.
Why not? So how do they go about approaching you if somebody's out there and they want to join?
Yep, sure. There's several ways of doing it. First of all, go to our website, which is www.parramattadms.org. And on there, go to the contact page, and you can send us an email through that. You can give the secretary a ring on 0417 223 815, or you can simply send us an email at parramattadms@gmail.com. And we'll be back in touch with you as quick as a flash, and we'll invite you along to have a look and meet some of the other people, and if you decide to join, well, that'll be great.
So you bring them along mainly on a Monday so that they can smell those onions cooking as they're coming up towards you.
That's the idea.
Just a little subtle piece of advertising. The normal process is a new prospective member tends to turn up for a couple of weeks just to have a talk to the guys and get to know the guys, sit down, have a cup of coffee, and then after the 2 weeks they decide whether they want to join or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they fill out the application form. Once they've done that, we put them through a about a half-hour orientation program of what the policies and procedures are of the shed, what our insurances are, what type of machines you can use and these types of things. Of course, safety is a very important aspect of what we do down there.
Certainly is.
We don't want people to be injured, so as such we need to evaluate the skills that they're bringing to the shed and telling them what skills we can add to them. Right. That they
and
can
they
get involved in.
If they don't have any skills, they can still get involved.
They can still get involved.
You would train them to...
Absolutely. If they want to. I mean, we do have some guys who just come down for a chat. And that's part of what the shed is about too. We've got a nice meeting room there with TV and coffee facilities, tea facilities. So if they just want to come down and have a bit of a chat and just socialise, well, that's great too. You can do that. But what we have found, the people who started doing that tend to migrate into the machinery and tend to get their hands dirty too.
Well, it'd be very tempting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and of course the wives benefit from all this too.
That's right. They don't have somebody under their feet.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So you were doing some work at the North Parramatta Precinct too, with the old greenhouse and such. Is that still ongoing?
Yes, we're still more so on the gardens and that sort of stuff around the area. We haven't actually done any building work in those areas. because most of our people are not licensed tradesmen. They've either retired or have let their trades go, so we tend not to get involved in that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're establishing a little shed garden in the area there, and we're just about to establish a new garden membership specifically for that purpose. But I guess the other thing that we do in the shed too that our listeners might be interested to hear is training. We do a range of training in first aid, in using the tools, and various other things that are associated with the shed and safety in the shed and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, not that you ever have to use first aid, but...
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's nice to know you can do it.
But it's nice to know if you do it if you have to.
Yeah, that's right.
Just in case somebody happens to be walking past and falls over or something.
Yeah, exactly. But we seem to have a pretty good safety record in the shed, touch wood at the moment.
Yeah, we do.
I think all of the guys respect the safety side of things and have taken it on board pretty well.
Yeah. It's all right. Keep going. I've lost the words.
You've lost the words. Yeah, well, I'll fill in for you. As part of the safety side of things, we do have a colour coded badge system, so that in the shed at all times, the guys will have their badge on, and we can tell from that badge what machines they're supposed to be on by themselves. And if they're operating a machine that is not in their range of accreditation, then we'll make sure that they get trained in that machine and assist them until they get accredited. So and I guess that helps with part of the safety side of things.
Yes, well, it would, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
And just recently we fulfilled some grant money to get a defibrillator, and we've just recently had training in the use of that defibrillator. And Laurie here does every month does a 1 hour session on each day on safety and first aid as a brush up and as a refresher.
Yeah.
For the shed.
I must admit, that's the first time I've ever seen Laurie lost for words.
Caught me mid-sentence. I think it must be Alzheimer's disease or something.
It's
catching up with me.
I think Alan has been visiting, has he?
That's right. But no, they're a good bunch of blokes, and Rod said, we've got people that don't come and get involved in machines. They just come down and tinker with the garden, and we've had a pretty good crop of, mini tomatoes. They were very tasty. Then the one that turned up the other week that I didn't know we had growing out the back and on the garden bed was purple beans.
Purple beans?
Purple beans. Yeah. I've never heard of purple beans. But
I saw them in the shop a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen them before either.
Yeah. Well, one of the guys brought them in a plastic bag. He'd harvest them that morning and put them on the table. I said, don't forget to take your beans home, guys. And I said, oh, what are they? He said, oh, they're purple beans. I said, I've never heard of them. Yeah. And a few of the guys said, oh, gee, you wouldn't want to eat them. But another bloke said, oh, no, they're quite nice.
Yeah.
But tomatoes, beans, there's pumpkins growing out the back. And as Rod said, was this other class of membership for just gardeners. We've got permission to build a couple more above-ground gardens there that so you don't have to bend down. So we want to get involved in that a bit. And Parramatta Council has come to the party with that to help us with some funding for that particular aspect.
Yeah. I was actually in a greengrocer's the other day, and a few weeks back now, actually, and I bought some purple carrots.
Oh, yes.
And I commented to the guy
Dutch.
I commented to the guy, and I said, yeah, I've never seen purple carrots before. And he said, all carrots were that colour once. They bred them to be orange.
Yeah.
People like the orange colour better.
Yeah. No, they're the original Dutch variety.
Yeah.
And they're quite flavoursome, actually.
Yeah, they're very tasty. Yeah.
They stain, though.
Oh, yeah. Once you get over the idea of it being purple, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think Bugs Bunny would like purple carrots. He's definitely an orange carrot man.
Yeah, I think he probably is. Yeah. Now, I like the way he eats corn. I tried that once. Okay, so this is from the Parramatta District Men's Shed, and they're at Building 23, Kambala Precinct, 1 Fleet Street, North Parramatta, New South Wales. And the phone number, if you want to contact them, is 9683-5518, or you can email them at parramattadms@gmail.com, or on the web, you can look them up. And that's www.parramatta.com.
Parramatta.
Oh, it's Parramatta. Okay, parramattadms.org. So look them up and get into them. You also had a mobile number there too.
Yes. The mobile number is 0417-223-815.
There you go. So if you're interested in that, and doesn't matter what age you are, from 18 through to...
whatever.
140.
140, if you're still standing.
And if you don't want to come down to the shed one on a Monday or that, we are at the Parramatta Farmers Market, and Rod can tell you more about that.
We're at the Parramatta Farmers Market the second Friday of every month, every second month. And our next stall is coming up on the 8th of May, and we're there all day Friday.
And this is where you sell your purple beans.
And this is where we sell our purple beans. Wow. Yes. And anything else that we have happened to have made during the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually finding that we get quite a few referrals from that. The coffee table, for instance, is a referral from that market. And we had a young lass who wanted a jewellery box. So that led to us running a course for making jewellery boxes. But the box that we end up making for this particular lass has gone overseas to Germany. She's gone overseas to do linguistics, and she loved it so much that she decided that I had to go with her. So there we go. That's all good fun.
She had to have something to put a jewellery in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got some of the members have been building wooden cars, model cars, like kitty car things. And last month we had a woman turn up and she said, I'll buy that for my godson, I think it was. And then she says, no, I think I'll put it in my toy collection. And it was a little bit of wood, four wheels, a cabin on the front and a baked bean tin on the back, and it looked like a little tanker. And so we find the toys tend to go well.
Mm-hmm.
And... our plants, we always have a range of plants here at the farmer's market.
So you're recycling back fences?
Yep. Recycling back fences, exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to talk about while you're here?
I guess that's pretty much it. I think the thing to bear in mind with the men's shed, we ask our members to divide their time into thirds when they're with us. A third of their time is for their own personal projects and personal development. A third of their time is for shed projects to enhance the shed and to do stuff with the shed. And then the third component is community projects that the shed is involved with, such as the farmers market, but also other activities such as the Flintwood mobiles that we're making for a disabled organisation in Harris Park, which they then take on and sand and paint and make little things out of themselves. So it's a three-way division of your time when you're at the shed, so you will never get bored, that's for sure.
Okay, and by the way, people, if you're thinking of joining and you're thinking, oh, 40 guys in a shed, this shed is the biggest shed you've ever seen in your life. It's a complete old building. And there's lots and lots of rooms in there, lots of different areas that you can operate in. So come along.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming along.
Lloyd, thanks for the opportunity to have a chat to your listeners.
Not a problem.
And don't be a stranger, as I say. Come on down.
Yeah.
You too can be a sheddy.
I could too.
Yeah.
Is that a bit like being a trekkie?
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, probably more devoted, I think.
Yeah, more devoted.
Probably, yeah.